Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk about this as a great little thing you guys got going here. Just talk about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, basically, I have an AV company. I had to lay everybody off. So I had all these big speakers and all this stuff at the office. And I said, I'm going to bring it home, put it on the porch, and play Bohemian Rhapsody once. So it was actually March 18th. And I brought the speakers home. We set them up. I played Bohemian Rhapsody. Everybody came out of their houses and everybody was cheering. So we've done it every night since. We started with one song and now we've been doing three songs a night and then four songs. Yeah. Sometimes everybody yells and we do five songs. Yeah. When it's sunny out, there's like 10 times as many people, but and we do it rain or shine.
Yeah, and people have been really aware of their social distancing. Families come out together because they've been quarantined together. Individual people come together, but they do stand apart. But, you know, it's what's wonderful is a lot of these people are in their homes sequestered all by themselves. So for 15 minutes, they come out.
They wave
at their other neighbors. They'll dance with them, and they go back into their homes. So it's a little bit of a connection, and that, you know, we heard people say it helps with their mental well-being. And I think people just are meant to be connected, and now we have to do it in a different way.
Yep. So they really look forward to it every day at 5:30. Play a couple of songs, and then everybody goes back in and goes about their lives. Yeah. But like Nadja said, everybody's sequestered. And they're sequestered together, you know, so they get to go out. And even if they're talking to someone across the street, they can see someone else in their life for a little while.
Yeah.
Did you take a little bit of influence from what's going on in Europe with all the, you know, the window singing?
We heard that, and someone said they were doing that in Italy and everything. And so I heard it on the news, and we said, there's got to be something we can do because I can't sing and she can't sing.
Yeah, so. I think what we really thought has turned out to be really cool is the dancing part. Music, you know, universally everyone loves to do it and they should be doing it, and it brings people together. What's interesting, people start to move. And you know, when you're not, like these days, people aren't going to the gym, so if they can get out and dance for 15 minutes and move around, that's so good for them.
It's great.
Yeah.
What is it like to be Buffalo Sensations now?
Well, I don't know if we're sensations, but it's nice to help people through this.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it for as long as we can till somebody arrests us or whatever. But so far it's been great, and everybody's been really good about it.
It has been great, and we will be doing this when it's over, and this will be over, and it'll just be a great memory, hopefully, of a neighborhood coming together and just sharing a time together.
Hopefully before I run out of songs.
Yeah, I know, because we do try to change up the songs every night, and we do take requests.
Yeah. So it works out.
Anything else that you guys want to add?
Oh, no. I just hope everybody gets through this. You know, Buffalo is really a strong community. Everybody gives and everybody likes to do things for each other. So it's really important that we get through this together.
I heard you mention earlier you were getting some notoriety online from people around the world. Could you tell us about some of the messages you received?
Yes, it's been amazing. We went on United Kingdom Daily News. So our company from Malaysia, Halista Foods, their secretary said, "Hey, we saw you
on unsolicited."
Daily. Yeah, unsolicited. We've been social media, 3 million views. It's incredible. I think people just love a feel-good story. They love to. They love to share so many positive experiences, because right now there's so much negative in the news right now, and it's just a challenging time for people. So if we can share some joy, people seem to want to do that too.
90% is negative. If we can give the 10% that's positive, that's good.
Yeah.
And that's good for a couple 70-year-olds, huh?
Yeah. That still like to dance.
Yeah.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.